The AMAS Technical Advisory Committee meeting, February 6th, called to order. Do we have a quorum?
We do.
All right, next item is meeting minutes, December 5th, meeting minutes. Would like a motion to approve?
Demasi, second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Jim.
Next item is staff reports. We will need a motion for approval. Curtis?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So if you look at attachment 3A, we spent about 39% of our budget through first half of the year. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Well, seeing no questions or comments. Again, we need a motion. We have an approval.
I'll make a motion to share with me.
Right, I second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Right, motion carried. Technical progress report presented by Matt Stewart.
Hey, thank you. Well, good afternoon, everyone. So we have been very busy at our staff with all sorts of things, which we'll talk about later in this meeting, the draft BIT. Our plan update, our work program, pretty much all of our staff here has been involved in at least one, if not two or three of those things. So a lot of work to share with those items today. What I want to spend most of the time talking about, probably not a big surprise, is, you know, the new federal administration, what we know. I think a lot of people are understandably quite confused, including here at AMATS, trying to figure out on how to interpret a lot of the new executive orders that have come out and the rescissions to pre-existing executive orders. We've been in touch regularly with both Federal Highway and ODOT to kind of get some guidance on how we should proceed. There's still a lot of information we don't know, but I'll go over kind of where we are right now and where we think we're headed. So probably most importantly for all of you that have projects in the pipeline, as of right now, we don't believe that any of the AMATS programs are believed to be affected by any of the new orders that are in effect. So we're still moving ahead, as usual, to sell our projects that are in fiscal year 2025. But we do anticipate some changes to our planning process. And that a lot of that would involve a de-emphasis on environmental justice and environmental-type issues. The new transportation secretary published a memo last week that was forwarded to us from ODOT that it gave a lot of information on following emphasis or on several emphasis areas for federal grants, policy rulemaking, lending. So these included user pay models, opportunity zones, preference to communities with marriage and birth rates higher than the national average, compliance with immigration enforcement, prohibiting vaccine and mask mandates. We're still kind of sifting through all that. We actually have a conversation early next week with Federal Highway to discuss some of this stuff. But overall, we expect more clarity to come within the next few months of how agencies like AMATS are expected to implement these emphasis areas. But the advice that we've received for now from both the federal and state agency have been to kind of continue as we've been doing until we have more specific guidance. The only other thing I'd add to that is if any communities have conversations with Federal Highway and you learn anything, you know, definitely keep us in the loop. We'll continue to do that. I'm really hopeful that by our March meetings we'll have a lot more clear direction on where we're going. And so with that, the only other thing on a very happy note I'd like to introduce, Curtis has been talking the last few meetings about how we've been in the process of hiring a new staff person. So Amelia Hoffmeyer is our new GIS planner. She'll be working closely with Seth. We're really happy to have her. For those, most of you have not met her yet, but please feel free to introduce yourselves after the meeting. We're really happy to have her. She comes as a recent graduate from Cleveland State University, where she was in environmental studies and environmental, help me out.
Science.
Science. clients. Yes. But she's doing a lot of GIS work, and I think fitting in really well. So we're happy to have her. But that's all I have. Are there any questions for me?
Okay. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Amy Prater will discuss federal fund report.
Thank you. So currently we're in the third quarter of fiscal year 2025, and so far we've only had one project construction phase sell this entire year. We've had two right-of-way phases encumber, and right-of-way and CMAQ money has encumbered. We definitely will need loans if all these projects sell this year, but we cannot ask for loans until the projects sell and we have a need for the money. So I do ask that anyone that has a project that is supposed to sell this fiscal year, if there is any hiccups in your project, that you're probably not going to make the date that you have in Ellis, please come see me. Because I really need to know if any of these projects are going to slip so that I know what kind of loan we need to look for. Even if your project's going to be delayed outside of what Ellis says, please let me know as soon as possible, because I can't ask for a loan until I know for sure we need a loan. And if we have a whole bunch of projects sell at once, which is kind of where we're at right now, we may have to not sell the project or not award the project if it all comes at once, basically. You know what I mean? Does anybody have any questions? So if you have any hiccups in your projects, or you think for some reason it might not sell this year because of something that has come up that has not been brought to our attention, please, 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 please let me know. So, does anybody have any questions? And just so you know, District 4's next project review meeting is at the end of February, February 26th. District 3's next project review meeting is March 6th. So everybody has the dates, to save the date. I will be sending agendas in the next week or two. So.
Thank you, Amy. Do we have old business to discuss?
We do not.
Moving on to new business. We have the draft fiscal year 2026 transportation planning work program that Heather will discuss.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 5A is the draft fiscal year 2026 transportation planning work program and budget, which guides the work of the AMS staff from July 1st, 2025 to June 30th, 2026. Included in attachment 5A is the draft local share, calculated to be $191,331. Invoices for local share will not be sent out until July. We will be requesting approval of the final work program in May. AMS staff requests a motion to allow us to submit this draft work program for review. I can answer any questions you may have.
Can we have a motion?
Polling, move to approve.
Paradise, second.
All in favor? Same, say aye.
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 Opposed? Same sign.
Thank you.
Motion carries. Next item is the draft fiscal year 26-29 transportation improvement program. Amy.
So we are currently putting together our first draft of our next upcoming TIP, which is fiscal year 26-29. And so in your packet, there's a listing of all the projects that were included, both individual projects, which are a lot of our projects, ODOT's bigger projects, and then towards the end of the packet in the green tables are what are called group projects. Most of these are ODOT-sponsored projects or smaller county projects that do not have AMRAT's money in them. This list is going to be changing. I sent out to the project sponsors that are going to be moved in this list. I have already sent them information about which projects would be moving due to this list is not fiscally constrained, and we need to be fiscally constrained for our TOP. Those projects are currently being moved, so if anybody has any questions about their project, if you did not get an email from me, your project is not moving, and it would be in the same place in this list. But if you did get an email from me and you have any questions, please just let me know. So, but like I say, this is the first draft of our TIP. We submitted this on January 31st, and our next draft will be fiscally constrained, and we'll be bringing it, I believe, in its entirety, and then we'll be taking public comment on the next draft. So, but we just wanted to like get everybody this list of projects to make sure your projects are on the list, everything looks correct. If you have any comments or questions or concerns, please let me know so that we can correct it in the next draft. So, anyone have any questions?
Thank you, Amy. So we'll move on to resolutions. Good catch. Just making sure you're awake.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Matt's going to discuss the draft transportation outlook 2050.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. All right, so attachment 5C in your meeting packet kind of outlines where we are right now with our regional transportation plan, which is called Outlook 2050. Kind of goes through how we got to where we are with presenting you a draft projects list. Now, this is very rough at this point. Our staff has met with a lot of you agencies and communities. There are some we haven't been able to meet with yet, and a couple that I apologize I haven't even talked with yet, Rittman, Norton. But anyway, what we've done from those meetings and from looking at our last plan and even looking at the project applications that came in 2023, we've kind of cobbled together basically a three-part list. Well, four if you include the freeways, but freeway projects, other roadway projects, like PED projects, and then transit projects. And so what we're looking for now is, in the coming days, if you could just reach out to me if there are any changes to those lists from your communities or additional projects that we're not aware of. Also, we want you to kind of review the budget. I know a lot of these projects are so early in the process that you may not have good estimates. We've done our best to kind of come up with estimates for those that we didn't have ones for. There is a method to our madness, but I'm sure you all are much better at knowing the details of your projects and what they might cost. So we just ask that you reach out in the coming days and kind of just confirm that this looks good. The other really important thing to note is that this list that we're presenting in Attachment 5C is not fiscally constrained. We're operating under, everything's assumption-based, but we have an amount of money that we expect to receive over the next 25 years. We know that with the preservation needs that we have, and with that estimate going up 71% from 5 years ago, we know that we could fill up our entire plan of projects with resurfacings and roadway reconstructions. But we also know that there are several other projects that are very important. So we want to strike that correct balance. But with that all being said, there are probably a lot of projects that will have to come off of this list. So we want to kind of know what your highest priorities are. So my recommendation is just kind of look at this list and kind of let us know, does this sound about right? Are there other projects we're missing? Do these estimates look about right? And we'll kind of go from there. Going forward, our plan is when we meet again in March, we'll be actually approving a draft Transportation Outlook 2050, and I believe when we meet, we will have already started our public comment period, which is going to mirror the TIP's public comment period. So stay tuned for more details about that, and we'll have like our full public engagement strategy developed by then and have all those meetings in those. But are there any questions for now on the draft project list? Okay, that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Moving on to resolutions. Amy will start with 2025-01.
So we're putting forward to you today an amendment for the TIP, Amendment 11. And this amendment is literally just adding funding to an existing project. This also had to go through air quality interagency consultation because we are adding money to a non-exempt air quality project. So this amendment is just to add this money to our TIP and to say that it's consistent with our air quality conformity documentation, because it's already in my air quality facility. So, like I say, it's just one project. We're just adding construction money to this one project. So, staff recommends approval of this amendment. Any questions?
All right. Thank you, Amy. A motion is required.
I make a motion to share with them.
Logic second.
Any further discussions? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. All right, the motion carries. Curtis is going to discuss the next resolution, 02.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So for those of you that were lucky enough to be with us in December, at the TAC meeting, you got a lovely Christmas concert, but which also occurred as I was trying to talk about this with TAC. So I appreciate everyone that sat through that and made it at least somewhat enjoyable. But what you have before you, and we have for TAC discussion only, so those of you that were at the December meeting, we discussed intercity passenger rail, and sort of that there had been these discussions about what, you know, if this is something that the region should at least include in its long-range plan, and also if we should consider, you know, supporting those types of efforts from a regional perspective. At policy committee, we were requested to put together a resolution that outlined that support, so that is what you have in front of you. It supports putting the MATS or putting intercity passenger rail on our long-range plan. It supports efforts of local efforts to study the potential for intercity rail, and it resolves to support local efforts in trying to acquire additional grant funding if some comes available. I would argue that in the next 4 years, this is probably very moot when it comes to federal grant money being available, but it is sort of the directive from our committee to at least say that we are in support of this. So I'm happy to open it up for any discussion. However, I thought it would be best to just have a discussion since it was a policy committee request. You can thank me for that later.
Thank you.
See a no further discussion.
Yep, no further discussion.
We're going to move on. Resolution 2025-03. Amy will present.
This last resolution is basically to certify that we have done interagency consultation with NOAACA, ERC, and EPA, and Federal Highway, and ODOT, and we have put together air quality conformity documentation with all the required parties, basically. And if you look in your packet on the second page on the front, the air quality executive summary is in here. And this documentation will be used in both our TIP and our plan to say that we are in air quality conformity with all of our projects. And we are just looking for approval of this document so that NOAACA continues. We told them with interagency we were going to get this approved in our committee meetings. So, any questions?
Thank you, Amy. Seeing no further questions, a motion is required.
We can move.
Bowling, second.
No further discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Is there any other business?
Mr. Chairman, the only thing I'd just like to add is that we are pleased and want to thank ODOT for allowing us to use this facility. I hope, please, on your way out, like, take coffee because there's tons of it. So we're trying to manage the amount of that everyone needs. I hope it works out. If anyone has any suggestions or if you're saying, hey, it's hard to hear, or like, let us know because there are things that we want to continue to try to do to make this space more inviting for us. But I think it's very nice, very bright. You know, all that stuff. I really appreciate everyone being flexible and being willing to find this space. So, and then as Matt said, I just want to echo a lot of changes. We're hearing a lot of different things. And the hardest thing to do right now is the thing that we have to do, which is just kind of be patient and wait for more information as the DOT starts to fill those higher level positions and give that directive to the rank and file so we know what to expect, whether it's with transit or with federal highways. So, if we get any kind of groundbreaking news, we will definitely share it with our committees.
Thank you. So for our next meeting, we will meet March 20th. Same place, same time. We have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.